This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 11 Pentecost-Tuesday-C. First posted August 10, 2010. Genesis 15:1-6. The Covenant with Abraham. Background: God had promised to make a great nation from the descendants of Abraham, Abram. Genesis 12:1-3. Then Abraham had to rescue Lot, Abraham's nephew, and his household, who had been taken captive by Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and his allies. Paraphrase: after this, the Lord appeared to Abraham in a vision. He told Abraham that the Lord was his protector, and that Abraham would be greatly rewarded. But Abraham asked what the Lord would give him. Because Abraham continued to be childless and his Syrian steward, Abraham's slave, would be Abraham's heir. The word of the Lord came to him, Genesis 15:4a, assuring Abraham that he would have a son who would be his heir, rather than the Syrian slave. The Lord brought Abraham outside, during the night, and gave him a visual aid. The Lord told Abraham to look at the night sky and number the stars, if Abraham could. Then the Lord told Abraham that Abraham's descendants would be as innumerably vast as the stars of heaven. And Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord accounted Abraham righteous. Commentary: in order to be the father of a great nation, Abraham had to have a son. God promised to give Abraham a son and heir, but it was a long time before the promise was fulfilled. Eventually Abraham and Sarai, tried to help God fulfill his promise. Sarah gave her handmaid to Abraham as a concubine, so that they could have an heir through Hagar, Genesis 16:2. That turned out badly. The Lord has given me several visual aids. I live in the migration route of the bald and golden eagles. The Lord has shown me what it means to mount up with wings as eagles, Isaiah 40:31. The Lord has shown me the night sky when the stars were visible, at my home when the sky was clear, and on high mountains, when every star was visible. The Lord accounts faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, as righteousness, the judicial verdict of rightness and goodness, according to God's word and judgment. Faith is not like wishing on a star. Faith is not like making a wish before blowing out birthday candles. Saving faith is not getting whatever we believe, if we believe, hard enough. Saving faith is trusting and obeying Jesus as the one and only sacrifice acceptable to God for all time and all people who receive it by faith, for the forgiveness of sin, disobedience of God's word. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?